Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Thursday. What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes. Yes, sir. He's back.
He's back.
What's going on, man? I'm excited to be here on another episode. This is a surprise episode. I usually don't go live on Thursdays, and so, you know, I like to catch y'all off guard sometimes. So listen, man, I hope everyone's week is going as great as mine. I'm having a fit week. You know, I'm having a great week business wise. We're getting things done. My new business is just it's like the leads just keep coming in. So that's a blessing, man. And we had a great episode last night. If you missed the episode last night, go check that out. And listen, man, like I said, this episode is going to be a little bit different. So before I bring a guest on, yes, we do have a guest today. I need y'all to do one thing. I need you to go ahead and hit that like button. Whether you're a returner, whether it's your first time watching, or whether you are a playback gang, go ahead, hit the like button. And so before we introduce the guest, I just want you to know, man, this podcast is growing. It's taking off. We doing all types of things. We've had all types of guests on here, and we got a special one today. His name is William Mulvaney. This guy is a hell of an athlete. Marathons, ultrathons, triathlons, jujitsu, weightlifting, conditioning, all types of things. And he does a couple things with some tech startups, and he has an interesting story. He's overcome some adversity. And so with all that being said, let's introduce the guest, the man of the day. William, welcome to the show, brother. What's going on, Will? How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, dude. Thank you for having me, man.
That's good, man. I'm happy to have you on the show, and I'm looking forward to a good talk, man. But before that, just how's your week going so far, and how's your mental health?
It's going good, dude. Man, I'm running so much for my ultra. I swear that just like it calms me down. I'm like, yeah. So chill all the time. Yeah.
And you just told me something interesting before we started. You said you did an hour of meditation.
Yeah, man. I do 2 hours of meditating every day. So I do an hour in the morning and then an hour in the evening. So I hit my evening one before this. After this, I got to do a 10-mile run. Yeah, we're getting it done today.
Man, that's what's up. How long you been doing 2 hours a day?
It's been about 2 months. So I did a 10-day meditation retreat in July. And then ever since then, I've been sticking with that.
Okay, that's what's up. Is there something specific that led to that, or was it just something you wanted to try?
Yeah, I really wanted to try it for a while. I had a friend tell me about it, and I was like, 10 days, damn, like that sounds hard. And then I talked to a couple other friends, and they're like, yeah, that's the hardest thing I ever did. So I love challenges. I'm all about pushing myself. And so I kind of did it for that reason. I just like, this is a hard thing and I want to see how I do. And I actually took a ton from that experience and have been keeping that with me since.
That's what's up, man. So let's get into it, man. So we do want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. So let's start surface level. Where are you from? And how old are you? And then we're going to get into some real talk.
All right, let's do it. I am 25 years old, and I am from Minnesota. I live in Austin, Texas now.
Okay. All right. And so all this stuff that you do now, was there like a sport you played or something that gave you that athlete drive that kept you going into athletics as an adult?
No, dude. I think it's – I read – Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins.
I read that book
in my junior year of college. And I think that just like flipped a switch in my brain. Cause I was never like a serious athlete. When I was younger, I played a bunch of sports. I was like good for like a sixth grader, but then, you know, once you get older, like there's so many good athletes when you get to high school. And I didn't have any natural gifts.
Trust me, I understand. So I was fortunate enough to play D1 basketball, and I understand how competitive it is, man. Just especially like, you know, I'm 6 feet, so that's not that tall for basketball. So
yeah.
If you don't grow and you're not working on your skills, it gets tough out there, man. And it's like it's athletes in every state, so I definitely understand that. So. As far as the marathons, triathlons, and 100-mile ultra marathon, what was the toughest to prepare for? And then take us into your training for that.
Yeah, so the ultra is coming up. That's in December.
Oh, that's coming up. Okay, you didn't do that one yet.
I haven't done it yet. That's definitely the hardest one.
I can imagine, man.
Yeah, right. Not a big surprise there. Yeah, dude, just like the pure volume is insane. It's like... On this Saturday, I run a 20-mile run, and then on Sunday, I got to run 14 miles. So it's like there's no break. It's just every day I'm running, and my body just like, yeah, it's crazy.
So is this outside you're doing the running?
Yeah, all outside.
Oh, my God. So, bro, that's crazy. So as far as your body, how do you manage that? Are you stretching? You doing yoga? You doing foam rolling? What's the recovery like?
Or you, dude, just, I don't do any of that. I just fucking run.
Are you serious?
I do a little bit. I have a cold plunge, so I'll hop in that.
Okay, I'm like, you got to do something, man.
Yeah,
man. Okay, hey, I respect it, man. But yo, yeah, I would have to be, you know, stretching, the massage, Theragun. I would have to be doing all of that, man. But. My body, I got an old man body. It manages though, but yeah, I don't know. That's what's up though, man.
Yeah, I got back last night from a 16-mile run, and I had my girlfriend like stretching my quad, and it just was like so fuck. It like felt like it was just so painful, so sore.
I can't even imagine. So are you doing any weight training for this, or is it just strictly running for you?
A little bit, very little though. Like this is the least amount of weightlifting I've done basically in like 5 years since I've been weightlifting. Like for the past 5 years, I've basically weightlifted like at least 5 days a week the entire time until now. And this is the first time I've actually had like consistent time off. And that's just because like my body, my legs are so sore that I'm like, they need to recover. And I don't want to take any resources. Like, I don't want my body to be focusing on like my biceps. They just got to heal the legs, focus there.
Yeah. Nah, that makes sense. And I got to imagine you got to be like dropping some pounds, right? You got to be losing some weight.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I think I've lost like 10 pounds doing this.
10 pounds? Man, yeah. That's crazy. And then so we mentioned the body and recovery and stuff, like, are there any other obstacles? Is it messing with your business? Which we'll get into your business and I got some more questions to ask about your story, but are there any other obstacles that's stopping you from doing this?
I mean, honestly, with like working and productivity, I think in some ways it helps. Because I don't know if you ever had this, but when you just have like a full day of nothing, for some reason I get less work done. Versus if I have like a 4-hour stretch and I'm like, this is all I got, I'm going to like be so focused and like go all in that 4 hours. So in some ways it makes me value time more. And just the fact that I have to fit in these like long ass runs makes me really prioritize the time that I do have.
Okay. So, I mean, that's actually crazy, because as a fitness coach, you know, one of the main excuses I hear is I don't have time, right? And you're basically saying you're more productive when your day is packed, when you got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's it, man. If you want to get it done, you're going to get it done, right? If you determine, you're just going to find a way, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, so, all right, let's talk about the My Grooves app. So you just recently dropped this, what was it, a month ago, 2 months ago?
Not even, dude. It's been like 2 weeks that it's actually been out.
2 weeks?
On the App Store.
Oh, man. Okay.
Brand new.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about that. It looks like a little bit of self-improvement. And so go ahead, go into that for us, man.
Yeah, dude. So Grooves is a habit tracking app that also combines subjective well-being. So every day you go on there and you log your habits. Like whatever habits you decide you want to focus on. Maybe it's like, I want to work out 4 days a week. I want to, you know, drink 3/4 of a gallon of water every day. And I want to log my calories, whatever those habits might be. Mm-hmm. And then you track those habits, and then you also track your subjective well-being. So there's like 6 different scores that we track on, those being like your stress, your mood, mental clarity, feelings of fulfillment, and then 2 others that are, you know, I forget now. Over time, our algorithm picks up patterns around like how the habits you do actually affect the way that you feel.
Okay.
And so basically the goal of this app is that you try out new habits, you kind of cycle through them, and you do one for like 2 months, and then you get to see, okay, what did this actually help me? Is this worth keeping around? If it's helping you, then, you know, keep doing that. If it's not helping you, let it go, try something new. Over time, what the goal is you just build up a stack of habits that are like fucking making your life amazing, and you feel great because you found the things that actually make you feel good.
So are these habits, are they in the app? Are these, you know, things people put in, things people suggest? How do the habits get suggested to the people who use the app?
Yeah, we have a recommendation quiz thing. So at the beginning, like when you start, when you first log in, you go through a quiz, and then we suggest 4 of like the top habits for you based on your answers, and then like 6 more. And that's just because people are different. Some people have biases towards different things, so like you still get your options, and you can also make your own if you're like, I really want to try this habit and I don't see it on the app. You can go ahead and make your own as well.
Man, that's what's up. So I'm assuming that at some point, because I know for myself, I've struggled with having good habits, right? And then sometimes you kind of got to have that look in the mirror like, hey, I got to get my shit together. So did you have a situation like that where kind of inspired you to make this app? Like maybe with, I'm going to ask you a couple questions about Indeed too. But was it maybe the end working for Indeed, or was there like a certain time in your life that made you really focus on habits and gave you the inspiration to make this app?
I mean, dude, there are tons of times where I just am like, yeah, I have that look in the mirror, or just that like reflection time with myself where I'm like, damn, I'm falling short in this area. One of them was very recently. I got back from traveling. I went to Bali for like 2.5 weeks and I was back in my house and I just didn't clean my room for like 3 weeks.
And oh, come on, Will.
I know, man. Come I know. On, man. It was so bad. And my girlfriend was nice. She didn't say anything. She would come over and just like ignore it, I guess. But at a certain point, I was like, God damn, this is bad. Like,
yeah,
I need to like get on top of this, because for me, if my space isn't clean, it's like my mind also gets cluttered at the same time. And so I need to have a clear space if I want to be focused and staying on top of stuff. So that was one where I had that like moment where I was like, this has gone too far.
Yeah.
It's time to pick things back up.
Nah, definitely, man. We're men, you know, so we're never perfect. And, you know, a lot of times people look at, you know, maybe the man we've grown into and think that we've always been like this. And it's like, right. we had to fuck up to get here, you mm-hmm. know?
That's how you learn.
Yeah, it is exactly. That's how you learn. And I know for myself, I damn sure ain't perfect, you know, with you know, from sports to being a fitness coach, you know, being a business owner, being a content creator, you know, I've had to, you know, get my shit together multiple times. So that's super dope. And then you have, so the ProCal and Qualia, are these two other apps made?
Yes. Okay. So Qualia,
explain those for us.
Yeah. Qualia is actually the same as.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Grooves. So Qualia was the initial
name. Oh, it is. Okay. I got you.
I decided midway through building it to change the name. Mm-hmm. ProCal is another project that I worked on earlier this year. And I actually just, like, I kind of let that project die. And then I just picked it up the other day and I was like, this is actually super useful. Mm-hmm. So basically what it is, it's a calorie tracking chatbot.
Okay.
So you can reach out to it. Do you know Telegram, the app? Mm-hmm. It's a messaging app. If you go to ProCal that food, you can find it.
Okay.
And you just message this chatbot, and you can use like the audio messages, the voice notes. You can use pictures. You could just send it literally like just messages. And it is so nice for tracking calories, especially if you're not like, if you don't need precise measurements, you just need like kind of a general gist of your calories. Like yesterday I was out for a run and I realized I hadn't logged my calories. And so I just like started recording my voice and I just listed out all the things I ate and then hit send.
What?
It logged it. Yeah. Like,
bro, that's insane.
Yeah. Super, super convenient. I couldn't like, I almost forgot how nice of a tool it was.
Well, you know, sometimes you're going to pivot. Sometimes you got to, you know, clear your mind, come back,
right?
And you know, and maybe enhance things. But I got to throw something on the table for you since you told me about ProCal.
Please.
There's this big controversy now about these AI calculators, where it's like you just show the picture. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take a picture of it on your phone and upload it to the app, and they're saying like they're way off with the calories. So,
yep.
What is different about ProCal that, you know, there won't be this controversy and they throw ProCal.food in the mix, you know?
So I don't think that's avoidable with the picture taking. Like,
okay.
There's no, that's like an inherent flaw. Like if you try and take a picture of food, there's no way for your camera to like the AI to really know how big that serving is, exactly what's in it.
Okay.
Right. Like it could be sugar free and the phone wouldn't know that, or the phone might think it's sugar free. It's not sugar. Like you don't know the actual components of that food.
Yeah.
The voice note thing though, like if you know how much you've eaten and you just don't want to type it in, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with the audio note. Like it's just going to pick up, you should make it much easier.
So if you tell it like 5 ounces of chicken and 4 ounces of this vegetable. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. That's super dope. So what's the next step for My Grooves? What's the next step for ProCal?
So Grooves, my next step is just like distribution. So I'm figuring out, this is my first time like really going all in on a entrepreneurial venture. And so I've got a number of like TikTok creators I'm working with, and we're just like working together, trying to get content out for it.
Okay.
And then like experimenting with running ads, all other kind of like posting on LinkedIn is going to be my next step, just getting in a flow of regular posting. So really working on that marketing side of things. Because I do think that Grooves has the potential to be really useful and helpful to people, but I just have to figure out how to get it in front of enough people. Procal, that's kind of like the next step would be to get it into its own app. So basically package it up. Because right now, like I mentioned, it's you only use it through Telegram, which is fine. It's not like a big deal, but it's an extra ask. Like if I wanted to tell someone to try my product and then I'm like, oh, but you got to go download this other app first. Like it's just an extra step, and it'd be nice to just have it in its own app. So that would be
okay. Man, you got some crazy ideas coming up, man. I'm super excited for you. And I wish you the best with that, man. I hope you kill it.
Yeah,
I know you'll
bro.
Kill it. I know you'll kill
you,
it. Absolutely, man. So let's talk about you. So you used to work for Indeed. That's the resume job application company, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. So you were working there 9 to 5. Were you remote? Were you hybrid? Were you in office?
Yeah, I was fully remote. I would
fully remote.
I would go in like every so often, but it was more just because they had free lunch and I had to get some good food every once in a while.
I would have been right there with you.
It was super nice too. They would let us invite, like you could invite a guest. So I'd be like bringing my buddies and yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, for sure, man. So I'm assuming this job was stressing you out, or maybe you had bigger plans. You felt like you were better than this. It's what a lot of entrepreneurs go through. You know, I kind of had a situation like that not too long ago. So tell us about the job. What was making you uncomfortable, and what made you want to take that leap of faith?
Yeah, man. Weirdly enough, it wasn't that difficult of a job. Like I could have just kept doing it however long, and I probably would have been fine. But I knew I was leaving something on the table. Like I knew that this job would never push me to do the things that I wanted to do. Like I would never work to my full potential. I would never create what I wanted to create if I had this job. And part of it was just like the comfort. Like it was so comfortable because I didn't have to do that much work, and I got this nice paycheck coming in every 2 weeks. I didn't have to worry about money. Just like things were nice.
Yeah.
So I kind of knew I had to cut myself off from that like comfort at some point if I ever really wanted to achieve like what I want to achieve. And that finally came. I kept putting it off just because, like I said, that paycheck was nice. It was like so just relieving every time.
And I get it, man.
Finally, I got to the point. So we had layoffs in July. And I didn't get laid off, but they offered a voluntary severance, which was basically like 8 weeks of pay and you take off. Like we'll pay you if you want to leave, because they were trying to save some money.
Right.
And so for me, that was like, that was basically my sign. It was like, this is time for me to leave, because like I can get paid and I get to leave. And I was already planning on quitting at some point. So perfect.
A win is a win, man.
I get 8 extra weeks that I didn't think I was going to get.
Yeah.
No, so I took that and I just ran with it.
Yeah, I probably would have done the same thing. And, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is comfort can be dangerous. You know, you can be comfortable to the point where you get type 2 diabetes. You know, you can be comfortable in a toxic relationship. You know, so comfort can definitely be scary. And it takes a lot to realize that, hey, you know, I got to make this pivot.
So how do you find that balance? Because like, I think comfort like strategically is good. You know, like you do something hard and then you have a reward, which is like you get to relax. But you just don't want to get stuck in the relaxing phase. So how do you balance that? And do you have phases where you like get too comfortable? And what does that look like?
Well, I'm human, so I absolutely have phases where I get too comfortable. But I always tell myself this, right? And I think this was, it might have been Hormozy. It was either Alex Hormozy or Luke Belmar. And this quote sticks with me all the time. They always say, nobody's going to be thinking about you in three generations.
Mm-hmm.
So if nobody's going to know who you are, if nobody's going to be thinking about you, you know, why not give it all now? Why not empty the tank now? Why not give 100% right now? And that one right there stung a little bit. And that kind of got me moving and just trying to use all of my creativity, putting all of my effort into myself, into my business, and the things that are fulfilling. Obviously, being smart with it as well. But I can't imagine looking back and not trying something that I had the potential for, you know? And yeah. You never know what things lead to. Like I said, I started off with D1 basketball. That basketball network was able to build my fitness coaching business because I was able to train coaches, you know, family members, old teammates that made it to the pro overseas, made it to the NBA, some in college. So, you know, sometimes you just got to try things. So that's kind of how I look at it. You know, mm-hmm. do you have any quotes or anything that stands out that probably, I guess, influenced that move from Indeed or taking that severance package?
I think for me, the thought process was like that there's no one way to like be successful because I was having this. The reason I was so stuck was I was caught in this mindset that was like, I need to like work a good job, save mm-hmm. money, invest my money, and then retire at some point and have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized like, that's not the only way to have a successful life. And that might not even be a successful life. Like what kind of life is it if you are like putting off happiness forever? Like you're putting off what you really want to be doing because you think, oh, in 30 years, I'll be happy because I'll have money.
Yeah.
So I realized that there are many ways to be happy. And also I can do the thing I really want to do right now. There's nothing stopping me from that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then it was just like taking a bet on myself and like mm-hmm. having some trust in myself that I can go out there and produce something and conviction that like, this is actually a better bet. Cause I have a mm-hmm. financial advisor and he's like, your job is so valuable right now because like all the money you make is going to be worth this much more in the future. And I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. but if I don't have a job, I might make a fuck ton of money. Like I might just do that. That's possible. And that's not something I would do if I had the job. So like just taking a bet on myself.
I mean, just and not saying that, you know, we'll make it to this level. We may make it to this level, but
exactly.
What if Zuck never took that leap? What if Bezos never took that leap? What if Musk never took that leap? You know, whether you mm-hmm. like the guys or dislike them, you know, it's just something you got to think about. And, you know, you never know who you're going to be in 10 years, who you're going to be in 20 years. So I'm with everything, man. I'm going to try everything.
Yeah, I thought about Elon Musk because I read his biography recently that came out mm-hmm. a couple of years ago. And
yeah,
I just had that thought because he would, like when he was first getting into startups, it would be like everything he had would go into the startup. I think he sold his first, or he like cashed out of PayPal or something like that. He had a bunch of money and he put mm-hmm. it all into one company. He just put it into SpaceX. And like he had enough to retire. He could have just been like safe and comfortable the rest of his life. And he's like, no, fuck that. I'm putting all of my money into SpaceX. Like I'm risking everything. So that's the extreme. Like you don't have to go that crazy. But that was just like for me, recognition, like there are different ways to do this thing. And you don't have to go the safe route.
Yeah. And now he's working on a $1 trillion pay package with his company. So yeah, that was a pretty good idea. But I, you know, we could take it down a few notches. I saw a video about the guy who started do they have Raising Cane's in Texas? They got Raising Cane's.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who started Raising Cane's apparently in his, it was like a business class or some type of class. He came up with the idea for selling chicken fingers, and his professor failed him on the project. said it'll never work. Said it'll never work. And now, you know, I think he's worth like $20 billion or something crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so you kind of just, yeah. So, you know, a lot of people who become successful, they just go against, they go against the grain. They do some weird shit, you know, people doubting them and stuff. And it's kind of what you have to do, man. So I got nothing but respect for that move. And I got another question for you since we're on this topic. How do you feel about the fear of quitting? Right? Why do you think people are so scared to quit? Or pivot into another direction or try something new? Why do you think people do that?
I mean one glaring reason why people don't quit is the unfortunate reality that a lot of people are stuck in like debt cycles, like credit card debt, auto payment, mortgage, rent. Like a lot of people, or especially if you have kids, like if I had kids, that this would be a whole different story. When you have responsibilities and you have things that you have to pay every month, and if you're living paycheck to paycheck, like it's hard. It's not easy to just leave your job. So I think that's like the number one reason. But then beyond that, I think it might just be like a lack of belief in yourself. Because like imagine you are living paycheck to paycheck. There's still an avenue you can take to quit your job and start a business. Like it probably looks like tightening up your budget, saving more, putting more money towards your debts, and building your business on the side as much as you can while you still have your full-time job until you get to the point where you can support yourself.
Yeah.
But hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But like you have to believe in yourself and you really have to like care about that thing and want that thing. Yeah. And man, comfort gets in the way of that. Comfort will quickly get in the way of that because it's like you're maybe saving for a few weeks and then it's like, oh man, I want to go out to dinner. Like a nice dinner would be nice on this Friday evening. Or, oh man, I want to buy a new car. My car sucks. Like that kind of stuff just starts coming up and it's like, how bad do you want it? That's the question that you got to always be able to answer. And I don't think everyone is ready to answer that. And I don't know if I would be able to if I was stuck in that kind of situation either.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. And I'm going to be honest. I forgot what I was about to say.
I was about to all the time.
Yo, I had a gem for you and I absolutely forgot what I was about to say. But no, I'm with you 100%. Oh, I know what I was about to say. And a lot of people, you know, they get in these situations. Obviously, you don't think it's going to be, it's going to hinder your growth at some point. But a lot of people don't realize how important time is, and they don't realize how much time they actually have.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of talked about it in the beginning. When you plan out every hour of your day, that can be something that can save you from the 9 to 5, right?
Yes. 100%.
And the same thing applies to fitness. You think you don't have time to work out? Plan out every hour of your day. You're going to see where you're bullshitting. You're going to see where you have extra time. If you can't meal prep, same thing. So, but there's, in my opinion, there's always a way out, and you kind of just got to become obsessed with whatever it is you're chasing. That's how you're gonna find it. You know.
Yeah. The other big dream killers, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Netflix. Like those are those time sucks that we just get lost in and we don't even realize. And like you said, like if you plan your day out, it's a lot easier to avoid those traps. But if you're not planning your day and you just get home at 6 and you're like, oh, just going to check my phone. Now all of a sudden it's 8 o'clock and you're like, oh, it's like kind of getting towards bedtime. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to eat and get ready for bed. That like there goes your whole evening.
Yeah. My thing is, I just don't spend too much time scrolling. It's like you said, it's a time suck. And I try to spend more time posting content than I actually am consuming content. Because then I know I'm doing the right thing. Because I mean, let's face it. Now you got to have social media. You got to build your personal brand if you want to be successful. But you can't be on those apps bullshitting. And speaking of social media, what app are you on the most? Or you on social media at all? I saw your LinkedIn, but I didn't see anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I have an Instagram. I'm kind of just like fading off of Instagram. I just use it for my podcast clips. But yeah, primarily just I post like my podcasts on YouTube and Spotify, but yeah, I don't really use social media too much.
Yeah, I saw you say something about deleting YouTube.
Yeah.
So are you still in that phase? You still don't have YouTube on your phone or anything?
Oh, yeah. No.
So you.
I've been at that for years.
So you deleted YouTube, and this is unique. I never heard this. So you said deleting the app isn't enough. Because you can still go to YouTube on your browser. Yeah.
Bro, so it's like
I didn't even know you could do that.
It's like addict behavior. I'm like finding a way. Yeah. Yeah. Well, just pull it up on Safari.
You must have some YouTube addiction if you had to block it. Oh, man. Nah, YouTube is addicting, and the YouTube algorithm is crazy. It'll show you exactly what you're looking for. It's so crazy, good. Man. Yeah.
Here, let me throw something for your audience. I have a tool. It's called Newsfeed Eradicator. It's a Chrome browser extension. And basically what it does is like anytime you open any feed on your Google Chrome or whatever browser, it just blocks the feed and it just puts like an inspirational quote. So like Instagram, YouTube, yeah, any of those that you open on the browser, it just like there's no feed. So there's no suggested, no nothing.
Bro, there's literally no excuse not to chase your goals and be successful. Yeah. I've never heard of that. But
I'm gonna lock in on those.
Yeah, I might have to get that, but I probably wouldn't make it permanent because I do like to know a little bit of what's going on in the world. But I'm pretty good at not scrolling and stuff, man. So moving on, man. I'm only asking this because you put it in the email when you reached out to me. All right, what you had a relationship with Miss Texas?
Yeah, we're together. We're
You're still with her. You're still with her. Okay.
Yeah. So I went through this whole phase, like 3 years ago or so, where I was just like, I was terrified to approach women. Without like alcohol or, you know, dating apps or something, like just the thought of like in pure daylight going up to a girl and being like, hey, I thought you were cute, wanted to come talk to you. That terrified me. And so I just faced the fear. I like did it over and over until I was comfortable with it. And it's still scary, but I got to the point where I could do it. And yeah, man, that culminated with me talking to this girl who I never would have thought I would have had a chance with. And then we started dating, and yeah, now we've been together for a while now.
That's what's up, man. So how does Miss Texas work?
It's a pageant system. So there's a number of there are a number of different pageant systems. She's won two of the Texas ones.
Okay.
So it's like it's kind of similar to like bikini bodybuilding, but it's a little different because they're not like juiced and like, you know, shredded out of their minds. They're just like normal girls. So they wear like an evening gown one night, they do swimsuit one night, then they have a talent night so they can like sing, dance, whatever their talent is. But it's just it's like a whole competition thing.
Okay.
And so she's won that twice, and then that comes with like a year-long reign is what they call it, where they like represent that pageant system for the year.
That's what's up, bro. So I gotta assume you know you got a lot of stuff going on, man, and You did. You were with her when you quit Indeed. So mm-hmm. I gotta assume she's some type of strength or some type of support behind you. So talk about that a little bit, because a lot of times we men, you know, we could be dumb sometimes, man. We might choose a girl because she's pretty. We might choose a girl because she wears something we like. She does something we like. So just talk about, you know, the support you get from her and how important that is to have a supportive woman in your life.
Yeah, dude, she's like the number one power user of my app. So that's number one. She's doing it every day. She tells me
bingo
suggestions.
You got a winner. Yep.
She's been super supportive. I also started my podcast when we were like early on in our relationship. She's so supportive there.
Yeah.
She's actually getting into personal training herself. So she's also like, you know, doing her own thing. But yeah, like what you said is very true. It's important to have, especially when you're picking like a life partner, like this is the person I'm spending the majority of my time with. Out of all the people, I spend the most time with her. And so it's really mm-hmm. important that she's a positive influence and supportive and all those things.
No, absolutely, man. That's dope as hell, man. I'm I hope I'm as lucky as you one day, man. Now now let me spin the question. Now, how are you supportive with her endeavors?
Oh,
her
boy. Okay.
Texas and all that stuff, man.
That's a good good question. Yeah, so with the personal training, that's like the place I feel like I can support her the most, because I'm more like I'm more of the, like the grind type of guy. Like I want to work all the time and like get stuff done. And she's more of the, like, let's have fun. Let's enjoy time. And like, let's be present.
It makes sense.
And so we're a good combo in that. And she helps me like lighten up a little bit and have fun. Mm-hmm. And then I help her actually like get the stuff done that needs to get done. So I've been really trying to support her in starting her business and keeping her going there.
Bro, that's what we all want at the end of the day, man. So that's pretty cool, man. And I'm assuming is she from you say you're in Austin, Texas?
Yeah.
Did you meet her out there?
Yes, I met her in Austin. She's actually from Tennessee though.
Oh, okay.
That's where she's originally. Her family's in
Tennessee. I got you. And when did y'all get together and when did y'all meet?
We met in February of 2020. Four.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got together officially like 2 months after that.
Okay. So y'all been together for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay, man. That's amazing. So we got a marathon, triathlon, and we're preparing for a 100-mile ultrathon. How many marathons and triathlons have you done total? I don't know if you mentioned that before.
I've done 3 marathons and then just 1 triathlon. Dude, I'm a terrible swimmer. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a mile swim and it took me an hour, which it usually takes people like 20 minutes to 30 minutes. It took me a full hour and I was so gassed. It's the first thing you do. Mm-hmm. And it just like killed me for the whole race. And I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing triathlons anymore. That was horrible.
Bro, I can't even imagine, because That's tough. Yeah. So are you going to try it again, you know, since that gassed you? Or,
I mean, I need to like figure out, I've heard from people that like there's, cause I've always, I can swim, but I don't know how to like swim without cannon. Sorry, we got one of the dogs.
It's all good. It's all good, bro. I got dogs too. They do it on the show all the time. It's all good.
So yeah, there's a point with swimming where you can get to a point like where you're just like, you can just keep going.
Yeah.
So it's like, I could never get to that. Every time I would swim a lap, like my heart rate would go crazy and I would just like not be able to sustain it. Cannon.
It's all good, bro.
We're going crazy. Dude, my neighbor dogs like went under the fence and they're in our yard.
Oh man.
I'm going to just let him out quick.
Do your thing. I'm going to take you off real quick, man. So when Will gets back, we'll get back to the conversation. But Nah, this is a good convo, man. Well, you good, Will?
I'll let him out.
All right, cool. We good.
Yeah, dude. So swimming, like, I just need to like spend a lot of time in the pool, and I think at some point I probably will figure that out, and then maybe do a triathlon. But yeah, right now I'm like, that sucked.
Yeah. Nah, no question, man. Let me acknowledge some of these comments before I'm gonna hit you with the final question. Mm-hmm. Wicked Scorpion, Michael Hawkins. Yes, sir. I'm live on a Thursday. You see, we got a guest. Yes, the haters, the other people, as in the haters, do need to pay attention to the productive conversations we have here. 6'4 is a bare minimum height for basketball. I would beat you hooping. All right, man. We got a few. Appreciate y'all in the comments. Make sure y'all hit that like button too. And so, Will, before we wrap up, okay, triathlon, marathon, preparing for the ultra marathon, left your 9 to 5, got 2 startups, got the bomb girlfriend with a great relationship dynamic. What is a gem you can drop for other men as far as self-improvement, chasing their dreams, and just getting to that next level in our lives? From your experience as a man,
I would say, like, do the little things. So, like, with the app I made, it's all about focusing on the little things. Mm-hmm. And we talked a lot about these big things, doing ultra, quitting my job. But these are all supported by, like, the little actions that I do on a normal basis. Mm-hmm. So, like, jumping in the cold plunge, going for a run. Mm-hmm. Getting out early in the morning and getting sunlight, and, like, you know, being positive with my girlfriend, like kissing her in the morning before I leave for the day, like all those mm-hmm. little actions actually make a big difference. And those are, like, what give me the like fortitude and strength to actually pursue the bigger things. So, yep. Oh, one other one. I kind of talked about this already, but, like, having control over your phone usage, that's a big mm-hmm. one for me. It's like, if I'm yeah. out of control with that, everything else is out the window. So just, like, yeah, do all those little things, and then the big things become a lot easier.
Yeah. Nah, that's good stuff, man. And real quick, since this is a fitness podcast, I'm gonna just close you out with a couple fitness questions.
Okay.
What's your favorite body part to work?
Probably doing, like, lats, like seated rows.
Seated rows, yeah, I like those too. I did those today. What's your go-to clean meal? I guess, yeah, clean meal that tastes good that you can eat every day.
I made this, like, so my friend gets this, like, grass-fed beef in, like, bulk from some farm. I still got to figure out where he gets it, but I got some of that. And so I put that in the crock pot, and I have this, like, shredded beef.
Oh,
and man. So, like, that with, like, rice and broccoli or whatever vegetables you like is just, like, a super solid meal.
That sounds fire, man.
Yeah.
And then what do you do to stay hydrated? What's a hydration hack for the people? Because that's something people struggle with.
Yeah. I have a like a water filter, like, tank thing. Mm-hmm. So I just try and fill that up once a day and just get through that every day.
Just get through it.
It's around a gallon. So just have water, like, around you. Make it really easy for yourself.
Simple, man. Simple. Hey, Will, that was a hell of an episode. You got a hell of a story, and the future's bright for you, man. So I'm super excited to now I can connect with you. And let everyone know where they can find you, and you know, anything else you want to add. And you can feel free to plug in your apps as well, just to remind everyone. Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, Willpower Podcast. I think I have them both here, but My Grooves. You can just look up Grooves on the App Store. Yeah, those are the main 2 things I'm working on. Like I mentioned, ProCal. Feel free to try that out. That's more of, like, a fun project that I have that you can use. But yeah, man. And Chris, thank you very much, man. I really appreciate this. This was a ton of fun.
Of course, man. Of course. And hey, man, appreciate y'all watching. Again, shout out to the Playback Gang. Leave a comment. Please share the podcast. Go ahead, hit the like button. I'll be live here again tomorrow on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. You know, we do late on Fridays. And, hey, hope y'all enjoyed the episode, you know, and I hope y'all enjoy Will. Leave a comment on how you like this episode, too, and I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next episode. We out. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.